The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Somewhere along the beautiful coast of Big Sur, a California condor sinks its beak into the decaying flesh of a dead sea lion. It's a gruesome sight, but it's not unusual. Even 10,000 years ago, condors were feasting on the carcasses of washed-up marine mammals. The difference between then and now is that today's deceased pinnipeds come chock-full of harmful toxins, the rotting legacy of decades of poor environmental regulations. It's theorized that beached mammals might have actually kept condors from going extinct at the end of the Pleistocene, when they were steadily deprived of the corpses of prehistoric mammoths, saber cats, and giant sloths. But new research published last month in Environmental Science and Technology suggests that those marine scraps could now be putting the endangered vultures at greater risk by exposing them to an old, familiar foe for conservationists, DDT. To see if condors were ingesting DDT, researchers analyzed and compared the blood collected from coastal and inland condors, and as expected, the coastal birds posted significantly higher levels of contaminants than the inland individuals, causing them to be 40% less successful reproducing.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.